Welcome back to the podcast. We are going through self-worth and confidence. If you've ever struggled with your own self-worth or confidence in your life, I'm going to show you what it is, firstly, why you're struggling with it, and how you can solve it in 3 steps. Very, very, very simple stuff once you know. You don't know what you don't know. This is going to be very valuable. Please stick around to the end. And one favor before we get started, if you could like this video, if you could subscribe, that would be amazing. And if you get value from it, send it to a friend once you're done. So, first and foremost, let's define self-worth. Now, the Google answer is an internal sense of good, of being good enough and worthy of love and belonging from others. That's the Google definition, and I actually agree with it. So we're going to roll with that for now. So it's your sense of being enough, okay? It's self-love, it's confidence. And for me, it's being authentic. It's being who you truly are authentically. I'm going to explain a little bit more about that now. So this is the best example I do when it comes to healing, when it comes to being authentic, when it comes to having high levels of authenticity, self-worth, and confidence. Think of a baby. When you're born, when every single baby and child is born, the baby is not born not enough. The first words of a child, I've never met a child or heard of a child whose first words were, I'm not enough. I don't believe in myself. I'm inadequate. You don't hear that. Because a baby, every single person, including you listening to this video right now, you were born enough. That's who you innately are. We are divine, limitless beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are spiritual, divine gods and goddesses in the flesh with meat suits. That's who we are. However, from the moment you're born, when you are enough, you don't need, and when you're a baby, you don't need money in your account. You don't need a car. You don't need a fucking great body. You don't need a fucking awesome house. You don't need a huge status or title or followers or anything to be enough, do you? Babies don't like, oh, I feel like I'm shit because I don't have enough money in my account. I feel like shit because I don't have enough followers. I don't get enough likes on my shit. You don't do that because we are born infinite. That's who we are. We are born limitless. But from the moment you're born to some point and many points along your journey, along your life, you download the belief that you're not enough, that you're inadequate, that you need to be, have to be, should be certain things, money, car, houses, followers, body, clothes, belongings or whatever. You need and should have things to be enough. And that in itself is a fallacy. It's not true. It's a mirage. I talk about this all the time with high achievers. A lot of the people I work with are high achievers, people that want to have great things in their life. They want to have, quote, freedom. They want to have success. They want to have a life on their terms. And they think, I will be happy once I achieve whatever. But it's the same thing. You're trying to measure your internal love, self-worth, belonging, confidence based on external circumstances. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't work that way. So this is the fallacy that most people are trapped in. It's the trappings of success. It's like, I'll be happy once I make $1 million. And then you get there and you're like, oh, I feel kind of the same. Okay, it wasn't $1 million. It was $10 million. You go again. And you just keep repeating that pattern. I'm not saying don't have goals. Have goals. Work towards them. Have goals. Break them down. Have things to work towards. But if your self-worth and confidence is based on your goals, then you will never be fucking truly happy and fulfilled. You won't be authentic. So I just really wanted to sink that in. So how do you have high levels of self-worth and confidence? Three steps. Number one is be authentic. How do you do that? I'm going to answer that question in a second. But be who you are. You will never feel whole trying to be number two of someone else. You feel authentic. You feel great. You feel worthy being who you innately, divinely are, who you are. So how do you do that? Know your values and live to them. That's as simple as that it is. Now, a lot of people have a misperception on values. I talk about values pretty much every single podcast that I do. Values are not things like freedom, honesty, loyalty, respect, integrity. None of those are values. Those are character traits or social idealisms of what values should be. They're not values. Let me explain. Freedom is a funny one. I'll use freedom and honesty because they're quite funny examples. Freedom. Some people, a lot of people believe they value freedom. No, you want freedom to allow you to live out your values. Let's use it as an example. Say I give you $1 billion cash right now. I just transfer it straight into your account right now. You've got $1 billion US in your account right now. You've got a lot of freedom, time and financial freedom. You don't have to fucking work. You don't even have to leave the house. Are you going to then just sit on the couch and do nothing with your life? Don't do anything because you got freedom? No, you wouldn't. What would you do? You would go and live out your values. If you value your family, you'd spend more time with your family. If you value experiences, you might go travel the world. If you value your health, you're going to go to the gym, get the best supplements, get the best personal trainer, get the best activewear on the planet. If you value your relationship, you spend some money on your relationship. You buy your partner a holiday, you'd go buy a car together. If you value your business, you'll just invest more back into your business. If you value learning self-development, you probably do if you listen to a podcast, you'd go spend stuff on mentors. You come work with me because I'm the fucking best, right? So you'd go spend that money and time on what your values are. Freedom is a trait, or it's not a trait, but I don't even know how to define freedom, to be honest. Freedom is something that allows you, it's a resource. Let's use that. Freedom is a resource that allows you to live out your values. Okay. I hope that clicked for you. Honesty is another one because I hear that all the time. This is a lot funnier when you do it with a group. So if you're listening to this right now, just play along with me. If you believe if you didn't know what I was saying right now, if someone just asked you, do you value honesty? Do you see yourself as an honest person? Put your hand up in the air. Most people, when you do this in a crowd, put their hand up in the air. I said, fantastic. I said, great. Keep your hand up if you've fucking lied before in your life. And then most people laugh and they do that and they have a big smile on their face because every single fucking person lies. You might call it a white lie, it's still a fucking lie. You might lie to yourself, lie to others, lie to your parents. Tell me one fucking kid that hasn't lied before. Every single person has lied because it's a character trait. Every single person demonstrates every single character trait on the planet. I'm a very nice person. I've also been mean before. I've lied before. I've been honest before. I've given before. I've taken before. I've done every single character trait. Now, can you appreciate those different traits more than others? Of course, you might appreciate honesty more than being dishonest. That's okay. But it's not a value. It's a character trait. So, values are areas of your life. Now, just sort of so I don't turn this into a podcast about values, if you want to determine your values for free, go to my podcast, episode 200. So episode 200 of this very podcast, it's a free training and we go through and we determine your values. So go do that. It's a really awesome podcast. Go enjoy. So it's areas of life that you enjoy. As an example, it might be relationship. It might be family. It might be business. It might be wealth. It might be health. It might be travel. It might be experiences. It might be music. It might be dancing. It might be learning. It might be singing. It might be training. It might be animals. It's things that you can do. If you can't do them, they're not a value. How do you do honesty? How do you do freedom? You can't. It's silly, right? They're things that you... Again, won't go back into that. But they're things that you can do. So to be authentic, it's to know what your values are and just fucking live to them. It's so simple. It literally is as simple as that. Know what your values are, live to them. If you've ever struggled with setting boundaries, a lot of people talk about that. I just don't have firm boundaries. I don't know how to set boundaries. This is what you do. Go to my podcast, episode 200, do the free fucking training. Know what your values are. Pull up your Google Calendar. So pull up your phone or computer or whatever calendar system you use and schedule time into your calendar for your values. Those now become your boundaries. So when someone then sends you a text and say, hey, babe, hey, hun, hey, mate, love to catch up for a coffee. Let's go get a drink. Let's go do this. Let's do it at this time. And then you look at your calendar and you say, hang on, that's time for me to prioritize my highest values. You say, hey, mate, girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever the fuck it is. Look, I'd love to catch up with you, but I just want to let you know I've actually got that time scheduled for me to prioritize myself. So I can't do it at that time. What about this time? And those become your values. Those become your boundaries. And by doing that, you're being who you are. You're prioritizing who you are and your self-worth and confidence goes fucking up. Simple as. Sounds simple? Go do it. It's now, you've now been blessed with consciousness. It's now up to you. You can't be held accountable to something you're not aware of. You're now aware of it. You're now conscious of it. Go fucking do it. So that's step number one. Step number two. This ties into what I was talking about before, that we're all born limitless, but we're programmed out of it. That baby that we all were, we were born infinite. We were born divine. We were born limitless. That you are enough. Exactly who you are by just being who you are. But then you download from your parents or society or social media or the news or friends or girlfriends or uncles, aunties or whatever it is, that you are not enough, that you're too much, that you're fucking annoying, that you're ugly, that you're fat, that you're stupid, that you have to be a certain way for you to be enough. And all of those are part of your ego. Now, the ego will always make itself right and it will avoid pain. So if you believe you're inadequate, you're not enough, your ego will make it true. So what do you need to do about that? This comes down to healing. So two things to heal through: your traumas, which are your wounds, and I've done podcasts on that. Go watch the other podcast. And two, your limitations, your inadequacies, your limiting beliefs. A very common term a lot of people talk about in self-development. Whatever your limitations are, your mental constraints. The I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I'm inadequate, I can't do this, I'm a piece of shit, I'm stupid, I'm ugly, I'm fat, or whatever it is. You want to identify those limitations because the limitations is what's masking your authentic self. I use photos when I teach this in my events, but there's picture a baby, like I said, the infinite being, and it's like picture this like beautiful light, this like beautiful beam of light. Your light shines brightest when it shines freely. I'll say that again. Your light shines brightest when it shines freely. And then your limitations, I use a mummy as an example. Every bandage over yourself is the ego, and those bandages mask and hide your authentic self. The I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm stupid, I'm inadequate, I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy, whatever yours is. So every time you identify it, heal through it, dissolve it, it reveals more of who you are. For anyone that's aware of the Statue of David quote, it's quite famous by Michelangelo. Now, it's quite funny, off topic, is when I run events, I use that quote, is I did my research. There's actually not any written scripture that it was from Michelangelo. It's just kind of been created out of nowhere. So it actually, a lot of people reference Michelangelo, but it's actually not written anywhere that it was from him. But let's pretend it was from him. But he did sculpt the Statue of David, and the quote supposedly from him. Someone asked him supposedly, how did you make such a beautiful piece of art, like such a beautiful Statue of David? And I'm paraphrasing because it's not technically, I guess, true anywhere, but David was always in the statue. I just removed everything that wasn't him. That's what healing is doing. You're healing those parts of you. You're healing your wounds, which therefore remove the coping mechanisms, the walls and the masks and the personas that aren't you. So what you're left with is you, the authentic you, the confident, the silly, the playful, the funny, the authentic version of you. So they're the two big steps of being authentic and having confidence and self-worth. Living to your values, being authentic, being yourself, and then healing through your shit so you reveal more of who you are. Now, the third set I've got when it comes to confidence, it comes from competence. This is more the tactical one that most people default to, and I definitely agree it's true, but I believe the other two are more powerful. Because if you're trying to be someone that you're not, you're wearing a mask, you've got a persona, and you're good at whatever you're doing, yes, you can be confident at the task and activity that you're doing, but it's coming from a fuel of insecurity and inadequacy and unauthenticity. You've been unauthentic through how you're doing it. But the last step is competence. It's practicing. I think this episode will be like, I don't know the exact number. It's going to be around 275 or maybe 276 by the time I release this podcast. And some people say, you're so good on camera. You're good at speaking. I could never be as good as you. How do you do it? It's like, I've done 275 fucking episodes of a podcast. Plus I've filmed, I don't know how many videos I've filmed on TikTok and Instagram or whatever, or Facebook Lives that I used to do back in the day. I've done so many reps of this that I feel confident. I feel sweet talking in front of a camera. I just feel natural now. I didn't when I started. I've shared this a couple of times. The first video I ever posted, this was 10 years ago now. And a mentor of mine said, when are you going to post your first video? And I was like, oh my God, posting a video. I was at high school at the time. I was in year 12. And I was walking along the beach, along the pathway next to the beach. And I'd committed to my mentor that I will film a video. And I walked down to the beach and I sat right up in the trees, like away from the beach. So I was kind of hiding. And then I pulled my camera up, pretend this is a camera. I haven't really got anything, but pretend this is a camera. And then I'd talk into it for like 5 seconds and someone would walk past. And I'd put the phone down. I'm like look away, pretend that I wasn't doing anything, because I was embarrassed. I was like, fuck, I like so cringe, like who am I to film a fucking video? And then anyways, it took me like an hour and a half to film a 30 second video, and it went along the lines of this. I'll try find it and post it, but it's quite funny. But it's like, hey guys, and I wasn't looking at the camera, I was like looking away. I'm like, hey guys, like get outside and live your life and stop wasting your life not doing what you want to do. Done. Took me an hour and a half to film that fucking thing. So cringe, so weird. I hated it. And I turned my phone off for 24 hours because I didn't want to see the notifications. Because I was at high school, and don't get me wrong, all my mates slammed me at school. I was part of the footy boys, and for any people that come from a football culture, all the boys give you shit and like could it rouse you up. I copped it the next day. That was my first video. That was 10 years ago. It's like, I'll find it and I'll do like a comparison video. But you got to start. Competence. You got to start doing the reps of what you want to be confident at. But the first steps, knowing who you are authentically, being that person, and then healing through your stuff, the inadequacies, the limitations, and then actually practicing the things that you want to do. That is how you get confident. And that's how you have high levels of self-worth in who you are and what you do and what you're and who you authentically are. I hope you got value from this. If you did, please like, please subscribe, leave a comment down below your takeaways. Share this with a friend would be awesome. And if you are interested in working with me, I have a conscious community group down below where I teach you how to find your purpose, how to heal, how to build a thriving business, a thriving relationship. There's a money back guarantee on it. There's no contract. There's nothing to lock in with. You get access to me and it's fucking awesome. So go check it out. And I appreciate you guys. Thank you for being here. I'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.